Time is 7:04. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you. Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions, joining us on the line. The morning, Bianca. The Rand stays firm as global rate cut looms and gold price stays strong.
Yes, good morning, Howard. The Rand has actually been holding its ground very well, as we've seen over the past week. And the global landscape is pretty quiet at the moment. You know, not a lot of activity taking place this week. But markets are certainly gearing up to interest rate cuts by potentially the ECB as well as the Federal Reserve. And I think it's quite important to just understand exactly why this is good for the Rand. Firstly, it's the most obvious where if interest rates drop in a certain country, there's an influx of money in that country, more money in circulation, and that would mean that the value per unit of foreign currency or of that currency would actually depreciate. So in this instance, the dollar will depreciate once the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates. The second one is quite important, and I think not a lot of people often take this into consideration when referring to interest rates, is that South Africa has quite a bit of government debt, and we are all painfully aware of that. But most of this debt is denominated in foreign currency. Once interest rates drop, it becomes a lot easier for government to actually service this debt, decreasing the debt burden on the country.
I see. So that's going to, I mean, that is in general going to move the Rand in the right direction as far as we're concerned.
Absolutely. We are also looking at the MPC potentially decreasing interest rates later this year. And that will obviously then have a slightly negative effect on the Rand, depending on how much economic growth we can stimulate by decreasing interest rates. But for now, it's having a very positive effect on the local currency.
And, of course, the US markets must be closed today for Independence Day. What does that mean for the currency?
It will be a slow day in the markets and little liquidity, little movements taking place. Typically, we do see the Rand strengthen a bit when the U.S. markets are closed. We will, however, be keeping an eye out for a little bit of data coming out of the EU. Retail figures are expected from them later this morning.
All right. And expected Rand trades today?
We're likely to start heading towards the 14 level to start testing that for a break. But the range we can expect for today is 14 to 14.15. And you'll see that markets opened slightly stronger than where they opened yesterday. The Rand is at 14.07 against the dollar, 15.88 against the euro, 17.71 against the pound, while the Israeli shekel is trading at 3.95.
That's Bianca Bertus, Treasury Partner at Peregrine Treasury Solutions.